Hi, everyone. This worked out really well because we started with state-level policy, and now we're coming down to county policy, and specifically what one program within LA County is doing to work on health in all policies. And there's actually a lot more that other programs and other folks within our county are doing, but this is really going to focus on what we've done to try to organize county departments to implement a health in all policies approach. And of course, like everyone, I'm going to start with saying I have no relationships to disclose. And then I want to talk about how, you know, we talk about health in all policies as a thing, but from the planning perspective, here's a quote from the American Planning Association: affordable access to clean homes, healthy foods, clean water, good jobs, quality education, physical activity, and mental respite, these are determinants that fall within planning's purview, working with others on behalf of the public. So what this means is they see this as what they're supposed to be doing too. And, you know, so it's actually a very nice marriage. And note that this is not just, you know, something that planners can do by themselves, but something that they have to collaborate with other sectors on. So it's an easy marriage. I'll start by talking about how a few years ago in the county of Los Angeles, public health funded our planning department to implement a healthy design ordinance, which basically made community gardens and farmers markets legal in all zones in LA County, and also created specific guidelines for sidewalk design and bike lanes. And our county board of supervisors liked this so much, this new ordinance, that they mandated an interdepartmental work group that would collaborate on building, planning, designing, and building healthy environments in LA County. So our CEO was originally tasked with leading this work, and the job was that they had to develop an implementation program, identify funding, and report back. And this became known as our Healthy Design Work Group, but what immediately happened was that the CEO passed public health the handlebars. So we were like, okay, this is a challenge. But we also saw it as an enormous opportunity because in LA County, we have 10 million residents. So clearly that's not, you know, we're responsible for their health and well-being in public health, and we can't do that by ourselves. We have to collaborate with others to get that done. So this was a golden opportunity to you know, work with other decision makers to create healthy communities. So we started by meeting with directors and staff in each department that was involved: public works, planning, parks, fire, beaches and harbors, the CEO, the chief information officer, the arts commission, the ag commission, all of these departments. We went and we asked them, what are you currently doing to promote health? What are the barriers, like, you know, that keep you from doing that? What are your priorities? What do you want to get done as a department? So we just had some individual meetings to talk about all of those things. And we learned that we had a lot of challenges to overcome. People had been part of previous county work groups that were terrible. And so we knew that we really were going to have to focus on making this work group effective and last. Departments were very busy with their own work and were really worried that this was just going to be another thing that was going to get in their way. We found very little collaboration between departments, which meant there was a lot of duplication and working across purposes. There was no coordination on outreach, for example, so we'd often be in the same community at the same time, we wouldn't even know it, and that created a huge amount of community fatigue and frustration. And then, worst of all, there was competition between grants. But for the same grant opportunity, we'd be applying for grants and reducing our competitiveness because that looked really stupid to the funders. So we brought everyone together in a one-day summit, and we said, let's talk. Let's figure out a new way of doing business related to the built environment. And you can see all the county departments that were involved. There's actually more that just didn't fit on the slide. And we started by asking, what would a successful work group look like? And we realized it would be very important to focus on short-term wins, on things that were a high priority for the departments and that they needed to do anyway. We agreed that we wanted to work on tangible items, things like guidelines and ordinances and procedural change within a department that was creating some sort of barrier, places where there was a disconnect between departments, things that we could get done in a reasonable time frame, things that were under our control as the county. And that we also agreed there was a huge need to collaborate on outreach, as I mentioned before, so that we're really projecting a single face to the community. One really important thing we realized is that every department is responsible for implementing county plans. We all know about plans that are done, great, you know, aspiring plans that then just sit on a shelf. But no, we're actually responsible for implementing those plans, whether it's the general plan, the bike master plan, the parks plan, the county strategic plan, the climate action plan. All of these need to be implemented. And if we do that, we're going to have huge public health benefits, because there's co-benefits from all of the strategies and actions in these plans. So, and we realized that we would be a lot more effective working together to implement county plans than we would be separately. And in fact, we've been constantly amazed at what we don't know about what other departments are doing and how much better we are when we work together. It's just like any team. If you get people together to brainstorm, you can come up with a much better end product. So the approach we've taken is to create annual work plans and report to the board on how we're doing on those plans, and then create subcommittees to tackle the plan. So for example, we've got a climate committee that's working on an urban heat island reduction plan as a way to implement our county general plan and our climate action plan at the county. This is especially important because it's, you know, with the lack of movement at the federal level, local governments really need to take action on climate change. We also have a committee that worked on a soil and water testing guide for community gardens. You know that we want people to create community gardens. That's a way to promote physical activity and access to healthy foods. But in urban environments like Los Angeles, where there's been lots of factories and gas stations and you know, polluting facilities, there might be contaminants in the soil and the water. And so we needed to develop guidelines that would help people understand when they needed to test their soil and water to make sure that the foods that are produced are healthy and that working in those environments aren't exposing people to contaminants. Another committee worked on developing bicycle parking guidelines to help create better bike parking at county facilities, both for the employees and for visitors. Things like, you know, where should the bike parking be located? What kind of lighting do we need? What about the security of the parking? We want it to be really easy for people to come to the county on bikes and park their bikes in secure locations where they feel secure and their bike's not going to be stolen. This group got a grant to then actually purchase bike racks and install them at the county. And another committee works on healthy neighborhood design guidelines to continue the ordinance that I spoke about at the beginning. This is actually a strategy so that when developers come to the desk and planners are there, we actually have a checklist to check off what it means, what we want in developments in county unincorporated areas. We want, you know, X, Y, and Z, and so everybody's agreed about what we're looking for. One of our most successful committees has been a grants committee. You remember that I said earlier that we were tasked by the board with figuring out how to fund this, and so we organized this grants committee to bring people together to figure out the most effective grants we could be applying for. Some of our objectives here are to really be strategic and think about what stands the best chance of being funded and best chance of meeting multiple county goals. Selecting projects that achieve a variety of outcomes, including obviously health outcomes. Strengthen our grant applications by sharing information, like, you know, the Parks Department may have just done some great outreach in a community. Well, gosh, public health or public works can use that outreach in their grant application so that we can show the funder we're working together and that we know what we're doing, we know about our communities. we want to identify, we use the grants committee to identify innovative solutions that we no single department would have thought of otherwise. And of course, our goal is to increase funding for healthy design projects and ensure seamless implementation on the ground. So some of the outcomes of the grants committee, we started collaborating on new grant opportunities 2 years ago. And since that time, we jointly produced 23 healthy design grant applications, requesting $37 million. And of these, 14 grants were awarded for a total of $16 million, $18 million of which is still outstanding. And I want you to know that the county has a Quality and Productivity Commission, which is a really big deal, and we actually won the top award for this work. A huge number of fabulous projects, really impressive projects, very high-tech projects. This is a very, very, very low-tech initiative. All we're really doing is getting people together to talk. And yet the commission wanted to send a message that collaboration is really, really important, and they wanted us to be doing more of that. So a few projects that were awarded funding, I've already talked about the Urban Heat Island Reduction Plan and bike parking. We also got funding to do pedestrian planning, where Public Health, Public Works, and our planning department are going to be working very closely together to actually work with communities on creating health, on creating more walkable, safer communities where, you know, we can address some of the issues that are keeping people from walking and biking in their communities. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about where we're going from here. One of the spinoffs from our climate committee was a tree committee, and it actually kind of surprised us how many county departments have goals related to trees, which was exciting because in public health, you know, there's huge health benefits to trees. Of course, there's, you know, keeping people from getting heat sickness, you know, heat stroke, sunstroke, those things. But it's also increasing walkability, reducing the heat island effect, reducing electricity costs, improving property values, increasing overall wellness. There's a new study that shows that street trees, if you put street trees on a street, the health equivalent is as though you had given every family on that street like $10,000. That's how significant street trees are in terms of creating a sense of well-being in a community. The problem we're facing is that in California, trees are dying in great numbers due to drought. And we also have a mandate from the governor not to water so much. So, like, gosh, trees are dying, so we're not watering them. We also have pests that have evolved because of the drought. So we have a lot of problems to overcome in thinking through how we're going to deal with this. But look at all the great departments that are at the table talking about this. You know, we're getting great ideas as we convene people to talk about how to overcome the barriers to planting more trees in our very, very tree-poor communities. You'd be amazed at the differences in, you know, how some communities have so many more trees than others and how we're going to apply for grants to deal with that. We also want to really focus more on collaborating seamlessly on the ground and come up with better systems for doing that, making sure that departments are really communicating and that there's no wrong door approach. When we get input from the community, we get that input to the right department that can fix that problem. So what are some of our lessons learned? It's essential to have dedicated staff. We talked about this earlier. You can do so much if you've got people who are actually working on convening these meetings, on writing up the minutes, on writing the agenda, on doing the work, on researching best practices, on developing the plans and policies. Organizing people, just, you know, all of that behind the scenes work is critical to achieve, you know, achieving what you want to achieve with this. Connecting the dots, you know, there's so much, again, that we didn't know about what we were doing. Who knew that Public Works had their own community gardening effort, just like public health? Who knew that? We didn't know that. Now we do. So it's really true that in this kind of work, 2 + 2 is equal to way more than 4. You can add up to so much more by connecting these dots. The next thing is that it's so important to have fun. I've been to so many work groups that are just like so hierarchical, so boring. Clearly nobody wants to be there. There's no discussion. It's just sort of reporting back. That's not how our committees are. We really think about engaging people. They're very active. They're very conversational. Where people are really contributing and we're really having a lot of fun. So I want to just close by saying that I think the current and next generation of public health professionals faces challenges that we've never faced before, from climate to wealth and income inequality that is just, you know, through the roof. We're the second worst in the developed world in the United States in terms of income inequality, the displacement that's happening from, you know, because of lack of affordable housing here in the United States, but the displacement that's also happening worldwide. I mean, these are enormous problems, and the only way, I think, to address them, I think we have just great capacity to address them if we use this approach of really engaging others in thinking through these problems and working together to find solutions. Thank you.